We are on the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. We were finishing up on that last section where the Gemara had said four lines in the bottom. Tashma Nadra Bo Bayom Girsha Vichzira Bo Bayom and Yachala Hafir. Shema Mina Girishin Ka Kamadam. Right. So the case was she takes a neder and on the same day her husband divorces her and then remarries her on the same day. So in that scenario, he's not allowed to be mefer. So what do you see from there? The gerusha must be ke'akama, because otherwise, when he marries her again, he should be able to be mefer. So elamai, what it must be that when they got divorced, that was like a kiyum. So once it was a kiyum, now they have to get remarried. So it doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara answers the question: No hacha b'nisua skidin. We're talking about a case where she was a nisua. Behind the time of the yachalah from Yishum, the ain't a baal mefer becoming, and since she's in a suah, so the husband can't be mefer anymore. Why? Because the neder that she took before was kodmin, and therefore he's not able to be mefer. So we noted. Look at the Ran on the left side. The Ran is 1, 2, 3, 4, like 6 lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. He explains what the case is. And he says, La'oma im lacha de gerishin kishtika damyan. Right? So the Gemara's response is, no, really, you have no proof that gerishin is like hakama. Gerishin could also be kishtika. Why? And what? V'hacha ha'nitavim mishum de v'nisua askinan. What's the case here? We're dealing with the case of nisuin. O b'tchila o b'sof. It's not the same thing as the Mefarash said. Meaning that one of the times she was married must have been nisuin. U'mishum hachi lo matzi mefer. And that's why he can't be mefer. Why? Dein ba'al mefer b'komin. Because the ba'al can't be mefer on the nedarim that were taken before the marriage. Hilkach, therefore, I arusa b'tchila, if she was originally an arusa, v'nesua b'sof, right? So she's originally an arusa, and she takes a ned there, and then he divorces her, and now he does nisuin with her, right? So now, in lo matzi mefer, the ain't a ba mefer b'gomim. So then it's easy, right? That's an easy explanation. But once they have nisuin now, the original marriage, the original Erisin scenario was Kodman. I mean, because Kodman just means before the Nisuin. It doesn't mean a previous husband. It just means before they had Nisuin. Fine. Vi Nisua b'tchila, and if initially she was a Nisua, right there, they had the Nisuin originally, they got divorced, and then became Be'arusa b'sof, and then an Erisin. He nami lo matzi mefer, still can't be made for. Why? They came in Shenises, because once she was Nises the first time, Pakalei Av, right? Because then the Av goes away. Once she has nisuin, the aris inu yachal hafir el bishutfus, and the aris can't be mefer by himself at that point. So the husband, the father's already gone. In which case, there's no hafara. So you'd ask the kasha, but that's true. That's not really kodman. And the language thereof ein haba yachal lahafir b'kodman doesn't really work so well if she was initially a nisua and now an arusa. And he says v'nakale la'tima de ein haba mefer b'kodman mishum dahein de time machmas shin is stalik lo'af. Meaning, you're right. The language of what's the whole concept that he can't be made from Bekomen is that once you have Nisuin, it's all on the husband, right? And there's no husband-father, partnership anymore. That's the reason why that he can't be made from Bekomen, because now it's all by himself. So that's the same. It's the same svara. So they call it the same thing, even though really, if it's Nisuin and then Erisin, it's not Kodman anymore. That's the reason. So the ilav hachi baal gara mi aris, right? Because if not, you're telling me that the baal is worse than aris, can't be. So the point is being that that's the case. I think Garrett asked the question like, are we talking about a naira? Presumably the whole case is still talking about a naira, because when she's a Bulgarian, it'd be a different story. But fine. So what's interesting is that he continues.
If we're talking about a naira, then
if you're talking about
how is the av. How are they not together? The father, because the father's still in the picture.
Because once there's nisuin, she's a naira. Okay. Once there's nisuin, then the father's out.
Okay.
Exactly. So either she becomes a bogeres or there's nisuin. I mean, that's what we said before, right?
So there's a note in here.
Yeah.
That's saying Rambam and Shulchan Aruch appear to hold that after the marriage, a husband can never nullify the vow his wife took during the betrothal period.
Yes.
Nothing else matters. That
right.
Once that final marriage happens,
once it's nisuin,
you can't anything that happened the day before.
It doesn't make a difference. Yeah. Exactly.
And so then the divorce won't matter if they've had the second marriage at this point.
Oh, you're saying why can't the case just be that there's Erisin and now there's Nisuin. So the answer is, you're right, it would be the same, it sounds like. Correct. That's still Kodman, right? Even without a divorce. Yes, correct. It's a good point. Just interestingly, look, he writes, in halacha, kasav ha-ramban, kevin deban le'ev shita, right? This is a question that has no answer, right? What's the halacha? Is gerishin like hakama, or is it like shtika? Naktinan l'chomra, the gerishin ka hakama dam. So we're machmir, that we assume that if there's a gerishin, that the nether is mekuyim. So she has to deal, you know, she has to deal with it. So if that would happen, and in a situation where she would take a ned there, and her husband would hear, and then divorce her, and then bring her back, he can't be married anymore. The Rashba disagrees, which is interesting, but fine. Okay, good. So now we have a better understanding.
In this scenario,
yeah,
husband can't nullify it. She can still go to like best.
Yeah, it's a regular nether.
Yeah.
So she can still show up later and say, hey, if I would have known, da da da. Yeah. Or she could just do what she said in the nether. But yes, correct. It's still just a regular, all these cases are still just a regular nether.
Yeah.
So whatever the rule would be by a regular nether, it's the same. Yes, correct. Okay. Next page. I'm based on base. Next Mishnah. Okay. Says the Mishnah as follows. Derech Tamideh Chachamim. Okay. You already know this is an interesting Mishnah. But that's not how usually Mishnah is start. Okay? This is the way of Tamid Chachamim. Now what? Achlo haisabito yotza me'etzlo. As long as when his daughter is about to go get married, Omila, he says to her. So standing, you know, behind the doors, they're about to walk down the aisle, you know, and he says, let me say something meaningful to you, sweetheart. Right? And he says, you know, well, you're so proud of me, Abba. No. I just want you to know that any nidarim that you took, right? Kol nidarim shenidras b'soch besi harei hin mufarin. Right? He says to her, any nidar you took in my house, mufarlach. I've been nefer. Okay? V'chein habal. Ad shalot dikanas rishuso. And same thing to the husband. Until she comes into his rishus, presumably, we'll see, this means that while there's erisin, before there's nisuin. Right? What does he say? Omer la, kol nedarim shenidras ad shelo tikanes l'reshusi, harei hein mufarin. Right? He says, any nedarim that you took, again, they're mufarin. Shemesh tikanes l'reshuso, eino yachal hafer. Because once she becomes part of into his reshus, he's not able to be made for anymore. So you see what that means exactly, because does that mean before she comes to Bulgaris? I'll have to see what this means exactly. But take a look at the Ran for a second. Derech Tamir Chachamim Lefishin Naira Hamurasa La'achar Shaniseis Yevshet Shetei Afar L'Nidareya. So since Naira Murasa, once she gets married, when she has Nisuin, so she can't have Afar by her Nidar. Darkin Shal'av Ubal Kishahein Tamir Chachamim La'afir Nidareya Kodim Shetinase. Right? So since once there's Nisuin, that Afar is going to go away. Tamir Chachamim, people who are careful about halacha, so they would make these statements, these kind of like grand statements, like any nidar we talk, instead of them mufalach. The Gemara mefires ha hafara ikom shmiyahi ilachar shmiyah. The Gemara doesn't ask the question: did he hear it? Did he not hear it? But like, what does that exactly mean? Okay, fine. And she im tikanas yerushus, so any yachal hafir. And why is that? Because once she becomes part of yerushus, he can't be made for it. And you're gonna say, what do you mean? That's not true. When she's in nesua, the baal can do it by himself. Answer is lefisha ain habal made for bekomit, meaning that's only true going forward. Once they get married, right? Once they get married, so she's in arusa, and now they're about to have nisuin, and he says, all any nidarim you took are mufarlach. Why is he saying that? Because anything once they get married, anything that happened before is off the table for him, right? So that's basically what's going on here. So the father says, and the husband basically say the same thing. Trying to take care of any nidarim that existed before the nisuin, because once the nisuin happens, the father is out of the picture, and the husband, even though he's in the picture, he can't go backwards anymore.
That's an afternoon right between arusa, right, and nisuin. For erusin, you could revoke prior.
Right,
but for
afilumeya, we said, right, he can be made for the first husband's, right, option. Yeah, correct, exactly. Okay. So as we move along, Mishnah, we're starting to like gather our halachos here, you know? Good. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara now wants to know. By Rami Bar Chama, Baal Mahu Sheyafer Belo Shmiya. Okay. So you just told me that the husband can say any neder you took until now, Mufalach. So you understand the question. The Gemara is really, really hinting at here. Can the Baal be made for without having heard the neder at all? Right. His grand statement. Right. So Vishama Isha Dafkahu. Olav dafkahu. I mean, the pasuk said vishama isha, that her husband hears what she, the neder that she took, and then he's, you know, and then he does a hafara. So the language of the Torah sounds like he has to hear the neder, and if he didn't hear it, it's not gonna, then he's not able to be bafer. So is that dafka? Meaning, does it really mean that he has to hear it? Or no, but it doesn't really mean that he has to hear it. It's just like, you know, it's lav dafka. What does that mean exactly? It's lav dafka. We have to see. Well, look at the Ran. Ran says Rishami Isha Dafka or Lav Dafka. So what does that mean? Ela Orcha Demilsa Naka. Right. Now, rather, it just teaches like you know, the general way of talking, but it's not really doesn't really mean it. So what does that mean exactly? We'll have to see. It's just the way you know Rishama Isha means generally he heard it. You know. Fine. Okay. So Amar Rava, so Rava says, Tashma, Derech Tamidei Chachamim Ad Shal Yetzes, Shal Yatz Sabito, Me'etzla Omer La, Kona Darim Shenadarta, B'soch Besi, Harei Hein Mufarit. Right? So Rava quotes our Mishnah, right? The Derech Tamidei Chachamim, until their daughter has left their house, so he says to her, any Darim you took in my house, they're Mufarit. And V'halo Shama, but we know he didn't hear every single neder, presumably. Right, every single neder that she made, he didn't hear. So what do you see? Right. So it sounds like the from this Mishnah that even nedarim that he didn't hear, he can be mefer. Right. And by the way, the Mefarish points out that this halacha is true not just by the Baal, but the same thing could be true by the husband. Right. The rules would be the same. The bottom wide line in the Mefarish, v'hu adin nami ba'av imatzel mefer below shmiya. Presumably, it's the same rules would apply. Fine. So the bottom line is, this Mishnah sounds like, right, he can tell her to all mufarin, even though he didn't hear it. So answers the Gemara, no, l'chi shama hu de mefer. No, he's saying that when he hears them, he'll be mefer. Okay? Im kein, ki lo shama lam ale lememar. Right? Meaning, that's true though, then if he didn't hear them yet, what's he even saying? So hakamash malan, orche de tzur merabanan lahadure. Okay, so what do you see? What the general, you know, Mahalach is here, is that what does he do? He has a conversation with her, right? He has a conversation with her to be able to go back and understand what's happening. Take a look at the Ran, Orchid, the Tzubim Rabban Lahadure. So he says, Darko Shatami Chachamim, it's the way of a Talmid Chacham, Lachsur Aleha, to go back to his daughter, Velomarla, and to say to her, Kol Nedarim Shenadarta, Shenadart, Harei Hein Mufarin, any Nedarim he took are Mufarin. Why does he say that to her? Not because he could do it, he actually can't do it. Right, if he just actually tries to be made for things that he didn't do, then it's not going to work. So rather, k'lachnisa bidvarim. No, he wants to have a conversation with her. Shemitoch kach, he knows senes eliba v'ameres neder ploni nadarti v'hu mefer. What's going to happen? He's going to sit there and say, you know, by the way, you're about to get married. I'm a little nervous here. You probably have nadarim that you made. And if you go ahead and you just get married without having dealt with this, you're going to be holding on to all these nadarim. So she says, you know what? You're right. I really did do that. I wasn't right. I should. Okay, so you know what, Abba? These are the darim that I took. And now she tells him out loud. And now he says, Mufalach, Mufalach, Mufalach. Right, so he goes ahead and he's being for them. So it doesn't actually mean that he has the ability to just make this general statement. It's not a, you know, bitul chametz. You know, and just like declare everything, right? He just made a declaration. I have to have heard it. Okay, but having the conversation is a way to get her to say it, and then he'll go ahead and be made. Fine. Okay. Okay, so the bottom line is, we still have no proof, right? That one way or the other, that a husband can actually be made for on a neder that he didn't hear. Okay, so Tashma, let's try again. So Tashma b'seifa v'chein abal ad shloti kanes rishuso omela. It's the same thing. You said that the Baal says, you know, and again, until we're about to have nisuin, I'm gonna be made for all your neder. So hachanami. It's the same kasha. It sounds like he tells her, "I can make far nedarim, bless you," but he didn't hear them. So what's going on here? So Hachanami, the Amrala Lachishmana, same thing. He tells her, you know, if I would hear them, I'd be made for them. So tell me them, and that way I can be made for them. Right? That's basically what happened. It's not a general declaration meant without ever hearing them. Okay. So still not proof. Tashma. Ha'amrala Ishto. Kanadarim Shitaduri Achavomi Makam Ploni. So a man says to his wife, any debt you take until I return from wherever I went, the place I went, the far away, Harei Hein Kayamin. So they are, again, he says, any debt you take from, you know, from now until I return, are Makuyam. So Lomar Klom, it doesn't work. You can't be Makayim and Neder that hasn't existed yet. That's impossible. Okay? Harei Hein Mufarin. But what if he says, any debt you take from now until I come back, I'm going to be away. I'm just telling you now, they're Mufar, Merosh, ahead of time. So Rabbi Lazar Omer Mufar. So Rabbi Lazar says, that works. You can be made for them, even though they haven't even been declared yet. Okay? So it says, Gemara, Mahal Lashama. But and what happened? In this case, it was clearly a case where he didn't hear what she said. Why? She didn't say it yet. Right? So he definitely didn't hear it yet. Right? So clearly, again, so it sounds like maybe I have a scenario where you have a husband or a father able to be Mayfair even without having to hear the nether. So it's like, well, no, Hachanami, the Amalachishmana. So he says, the case is that he says, if I hear it. Okay, but if you say, if I hear it, or when I hear it, Velamali, Minhashta Lachisham Leifala. So that's not, so what do they even mean? His whole point is that Nidav that she's going to take while he's away. So if he returns and then finds, like, there's no value in saying them early, then what's the point? So the answer is Kasavar Dilma Matridna Hahishaita. No, he's nervous the following, and we'll see if the Ran says anything. That presumably what the Gemara is seeming to tell me is that when it comes to Hafara, he can actually do something ahead of time in theory. But it is true that advocacy would work, but he would rather do it once he hears about them. But the reason he doesn't do that is because he's nervous that if he hears about them and he has 7 meetings going on and he's not paying attention and he's on a call, whatever, he's going to miss it. So he makes that declaration ahead of time. But take a look at the Ran. Yeah, take a look at the Ran. Tashma Omer Ishto Harehin Kayamin Lo Amar Klum Kin Mefarish Time Le Kamen. The Gemara is explained later on in Ayin Hey Masis and Harehin Mufarin Rabbi Lezer Omer Mufar Chamor Meni Mufar. Right, so to be Mekayim that doesn't work, but to be Mefer is a Machlokas. Rabbi Lezer Nachachamim. Okay, Vahalo Shama. So Lamed Rabbi Lezer Bilechud Pashtei Elafilim De Rabbanon Da Akan Lo Pliki Rabbanon Ali Rabbi Lezer Elab Mishum Da Kasi Lo Chayle. Right, the Machlokas between Rabbanon and Rabbi Lezer is about whether, you know, or their concern, right, with Rabbi Lazar, who says that they're Mufar, is that they didn't exist yet. How can you make for them? Inhu, the Kavan, the low bow, the Klal Hakam, Avahachal Kuli Ama Mahanya, Afagav Lo Shama, Ama Vishama Ishala Vafka. Meaning, there the Machalkas is that the argument that Rabbanah made against Rabbi Lezer is if they haven't yet been coming to they haven't yet come into existence, how can you make a hafara? But they hadn't been become, well, yeah, udikam hadrile, right? Inhu the cave and the low bow la klah hakam, right? Avahacha lekuli amim mahani. But here in our case, he's saying everyone would agree that it actually the hafara actually works. Afagav the low shama. Right here it sounds like the fact that he didn't hear it doesn't make it, we're not bothered by it. There they have a machlokas about it. But here it sounds like we're fine with this. Right? Ama v'shama isha lav davka. It sounds like then, if that's true, that this idea of v'shama isha is not is again, not specific, and he can make this hafara even though he didn't actually hear. Yeah, take a look, keep going. Hachanami l'chishama. So, but the same kashmas, but what is it? He didn't hear it. So the answer is no. Here also he's saying it when I hear it. Right? The same language. L'chishmana, garsi, hachanami, the amar l'chishmana. Fine. So first of all, the gears is the same. When he hears it. Okay? Upershu b'toisvis. The lav l'meim radu hu omer stam mufar l'chi. It's not that he just says generally. It's mufar for you. Vaneder batam elam. The neder becomes batal on its own. Kishim enu. El of the amar la behedya batal lechi lechi shmana. He says it will be batal for you when I hear it. I mean, that's the language that he uses in that scenario. And so how's that going to work? So the point being, no. So the language was that he actually said, when I hear it, I'll be mevatel it. But the kasha is, if that's true, so if he's nervous that he's going to be tarud, right, in that scenario, so if it doesn't work and Cheryl hears it, how does the fact that he's nervous about being tarud make a difference?
Because it sounded like it was saying in one case, when I hear it, I'll mevatel it,
right,
as opposed to saying I'm mevateling it now. For when I hear it, I don't have to do anything. When I hear it, that's it. It's about. I don't have to say anything. I don't have to do anything. It doesn't matter how busy I am.
Meaning I know I can't be. I can't actually be Mayfair
in advance.
So I'm letting you know in advance that when you say it,
and let's remember,
consider
that when I hear, that day, he only has that day.
No, right.
It's when I come back and I hear that you made a neder,
it's automatically about
right.
Because so, he's worried that he only has that day that he may not.
Correct. But what's interesting, just by the way, that stuff is a chiddush.
Yeah.
Right, because the chiddush here is that he's able to say
in advance
that when he hears it, it'll be mufar.
But for the period of time that he hasn't heard it. In other words, he goes away for 6 months, she makes a nether on the first day. So for that 6 month period,
what's the status of the nether?
Right. Does she have to, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, or I'll ask you, maybe it's what you mean. And let's say he comes home, and now she's, oh, by the way, I said da da da.
And he mevatels it right away.
Is it mufar lemafreya?
Yeah.
Right? Or is it kind of lahaba? That's a good question. But the point is, first of all, for our purposes, it doesn't. This still works in terms of knocking out the potential proof. But and that's what it's really here for. And fine, so we knocked it out. But I'm just saying, it's as an aside. It's not really an aside. It's actually a huge chiddush. Right? They say that he could say, or it seems to me to be a huge chiddush, that he can say it will be mufar once I hear, and that's enough. Because the implication is that if he's tarud and then he hears it and forgets to say, that's fine.
Then you'd have to ask, why can't a husband just say that in general?
Right.
When I hear any neder you make,
it's all be, or maybe he can.
Like forever.
You know, on Yom Kippur, like you.
Yes. Right. It's just like moda. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Rabbi, you can't forbid her from making any neder when it's away. No, it's not allowed.
Yeah. He can say, please don't do it, but he can't control her, right?
Right.
She's making it.
Right.
She still has the power to create the net. Right. Correct. Yeah, he doesn't have the power to not allow her to create it. Fine. So let's keep going. Another try. Tashma. Hamala Petropis. Okay, guy says, guy's leaving, and he leaves this guy in charge of his finances to make sure that he takes care of his wife and kids when he's away. Okay, and what does he say? Konadarim shenoderes ishti mikan v'arahat sha'avo mimalkam ploni, hafer. Okay, he says to the apachapis, when I leave, I'm going to leave now, until I come back, you're in charge, and you do the hafar. Okay, v'hafarlan, the guy did it. Okay, yachayim v'farin, you think it's really going to work? Tamalomar isha yikimanu v'isha. Yikimanu v'isha yifarinu, right? That's what the Mepikai matters. Isha meaning not the woman, the husband. Right, her husband can be Mikhaim, and her husband can be Yefrenu. That's crazy. Ask that Petrobus to do it. It doesn't have their shus. Amr lo Rabbi Yonasan. Matsinu b'chola Torah kula. Shluch ha'shalom kamosa. What do you mean? Why not? I'll make him a shliach. Make him a shliach and let him be made for on my behalf. Okay? V'afili Rabbi Yoshia. And even Rabbi Yoshia, who doesn't allow it, lo ka'amr el mishim d'gzeres ha'kosevu. He only says he can't do it because d'gzeres ha'kosev. Right, Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yifrenu, meaning Aval Kuli Alma Shulcha Shalom Kamosa. But the truth is, it should work, right? So, meaning the Chiddush, we think, like, what do you mean? That's what the pasuk says. Yeah, that's what the pasuk says. Rabbi Yoshi says, okay, in this one scenario, it shouldn't be allowed because of the Gzeres Kasa. But the general rule should be Shulcha Shalom Kamosa. It should work. What's the kasha? Malo Shmielei. I'm sending someone else by Shliach to be made for my nether. I didn't hear it. Right? Ah, so what do you see? I can be made for a nether without having heard it. Right? No, he says, when you hear it, you should go ahead. You know, you can make for look at the Ron. The Amalai La Petrapis, call me the Darim Shitadur Ishti Hafer, Vitachol Hafaratam Lechishmana. Right? The Hafar will be Chal only once I hear it. Right? Right. The Petrapis Nami Bahai Lishna, Amalai Lisha, Mufalech Lechishama Balech. That's what he says. And when your wife, when your husband hears, then let me move far. Okay? And why is that? Husavar Dilma Matridna, right? Why? Because the concern that maybe he'll forget. And that's the reason why he puts the Avtrapas in charge for that, because when he comes back, maybe I just got back the first day, I'm jet lagged, whatever, I'm gonna forget. But the bottom line is, you have again no proof that anyone can make a net that he can be made for without having heard it. So we'll stop here. Pick up next week.